あと、部屋は明るくして、テレビから3メートルは離れて見上がってください。
You're listening to Anime Diet Radio, episode number 35. I'm your host, Michael Huang, and these are my absolutely lovely children co-hosts.
Go to TMA! Go to TMA! Go to TMA! And this is Raymond Hugh from Taipei, and I want to go to Queen's Place TNA!
I need TV for my bunghole!
This is Jeremy from Redondo Beach. Keeping it cool.
Well, you see, Ray, the thing is that, yeah, while maybe you've gone to TNA, Krauser himself has actually gone to K-On, of all things. If you've all watched episode one of the new season show K-On, Krauser makes a cameo appearance in that particular Moe show.
I was too stone drunk to remember anything, and the show bored me to death.
It's kind of funny how the entire blogosphere has actually exploded in interest for that particular show, particularly for one bass player named Mio.
Yummy.
She's been the object of affection of so many bloggers, and, well,
Is there a Mio shrine in your pants, or are you just happy to see us?
Well, I'm not sure it's exactly a shrine, but there is a post, yes, written by me, with an awful lot of screenshots. It's, yeah, my little tribute to the lovely bass player in that show.
Have you seen that show, Jeremy?
I haven't yet, actually.
All right.
I'm rather behind lately on the, I don't know, I think actually somebody's burning my, my beach city down here. It's just not very often to hear the kind
yeah,
of...
I think the police have found out that we're all pedos and they're all coming to arrest us now.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the reason you haven't been catching up, Jeremy. Like, were you on the run? Didn't you just get here?
That's pretty much it, basically. And
I've heard gunshots.
I have to drop this podcast very quickly, guys. Sorry, gotta get down.
Oh, no. No. What's happened?
Okay, bring on Jeremy Cologne, number 537. Jeremy Cologne?
Hello.
Ooh, this one's good.
Hello, Ray and Michael. I am happy to join you today.
Good. Let's keep this one.
Yeah, this one actually sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. Hey, you are so hilarious. And Michael, you are so incredibly gay.
What? Wait a minute. I'm not sure I like this one now.
Let's keep
what
with this one.
In the world. Anyway, we do have actually several news items for you today in this.
Hey, hold on. Jeremy Clone, I think I can take it from here. Are you sure? I'm very happy to do this for you. No, I got it. It's fine. It's okay.
Just shoot him, please.
Do I have to shut you down?
Shoot him.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I think it's clear now, so I can continue our fine work that we're doing here.
All right. Yes.
Terrific.
So we do have three news items today, most of them anime-related in one way or another, I think. And today we also have the longest mailbag ever with 8 messages to go through from all of you. Thank you very much, not only from the last episode, but from the one before that.
Mike, is that your pride in your pocket, or are you just happy to see us?
My pride is very, very large at this point, yes. Because I'm proud of all of you, our wonderful listeners and readers.
You Christian faggot, you can't have pride.
It's only pride in others, not in myself. So, in either case, we do have that, and we also finally have a roundtable discussion about what is probably the most intriguing show of the new season, Eden of the East. And which is like what you get basically if you take the Bourne Conspiracy and mix it with Honey and Clover. And so, without further ado, why don't we go ahead and move on to our first news item. You're listening to Anime Diet Radio, episode number 34. And we're back. This is Anime Diet Radio, episode number 35, with our first news item. This comes from Anime News Network. And apparently, there are just enough Lucky Star haters out there to actually try to pull a really awful prank on the birthplace of that wonderful manga from which we got our mascot. And
let's go kill these bastards.
Apparently, on Saturday, police in the city of Sate, north of Tokyo, arrested a 22-year-old unemployed man named Yosuke Ida for allegedly sending a letter threatening to blow up the former home of Lucky Star manga creator Kagami Yoshimizu. And, and you see, he doesn't actually live there anymore. What had actually happened is that he had moved out of that place, but that place had turned into a Lucky Star museum slash shrine. And in fact, they had recreated Konata's bedroom.
I need TV for my bungalow.
Excellent.
In that place, and he was threatening to blow it all to bits.
Are you sure that he didn't write this in English and it was a mistranslation? Was he not saying, in fact, he was planning to... He was such a big fan of it, he wanted to blow it so bad?
Oh! Go down to the shrine, you mean?
Pay his respects, I suppose. Bow. Mm-hmm.
Make his sacrifices.
Or, as they say in Japan, play the Sakaguchi.
Well, apparently, there's also not only Konata's bedroom, but there's also her cousin, Yutaka, who's the drunk cop.
Uh-uh.
And according to the police investigation, Ida mailed a letter.
No, Yukata's the little girl who's weak.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the other cousin. Yeah.
God damn it. I thought you watched the show already. You're always, like, missing these characters, dude.
I watched it, like, 2 years ago.
Whatever. You're a sinner in the anime world. What is wrong with you?
Dude, I must be, like, a pagan then, because I haven't even seen it in its entirety, so.
You are a pagan.
And you work for a site that has it as our mascot. Shame on you, Jeremy.
I didn't choose it.
I'm going to start a holy war, a jihad on both of you.
Wait. Are you going to blow up the birthplace of Anime Diet?
Oh, no.
But there are three locations, though. I have to blow myself up, too. Oh, wait, that kind of works.
Wait, you'd have to blow yourself? What?
If I remove two ribs, I will be able to blow myself, yes.
Yummy.
Oh, we want to go on with that?
Oh, my.
Let's just leave it at that point.
Yeah.
I think we've reached a new level for us, even.
That's enough self-pleasuring for one day, I think. I am going to blow up the site recreating the heroine's room from the Lucky Star manga on April 25th. So went the note. And so this man was apparently arrested, but apparently he wasn't entirely serious. He was really just trying to get a lot of attention.
Yeah, the most 22-year-old unemployed males have access to explosives to be able to blow up and create terrorist acts on famed anime otaku museum sites or whatever.
Right. You wonder...
He could have read the method of a manga.
Yeah. Mm. Or he could have gone to the actual Lucky Star shrine. There is an actual shrine that, you know, that's in the show that is based on a real shrine, and that real shrine has seen a huge uptick in tourism because of Lucky Star, and there's, like, even, like, Lucky Star, like, figures and everything that they, and good luck charms that they sell over there.
Wow.
Yeah. And they, and all these otaku are pilgrimaging there, and that would have been a good place to conduct your religious-based terrorism.
I like all the, Are the Buddhist monks, like, you know, trying to take advantage of this popularity and, like, you know, come out dressed in cosplay and singing and dancing? And... Hey!
No, it's all about...
We Buddhists are hip and young, too!
No, it's all about the Mikos. It's all about the shrine priestesses, man.
Ah, true that.
Yeah, it's all about the priestesses. Because, Kagami...
And the pizza man!
Yep, that's right. Brought to you by...
Wait, you saw that video too? Oh, wait.
Brought to you by Pizza Hut.
Big shiitake mushroom pizza.
You mean big sausage pizza?
No, it's the Japanese version. It's the shiitake mushroom.
Oh, come on. But they have this like a peanut celebration festivals all over Japan.
That feels really powerful.
And women actually write on it.
Well, the thing, yeah, I remember I saw the picture of that in Senkaku Complex.
Yeah,
apparently.
Good times.
You can see the video.
I think they kind of need it given the really low birth rate in Japan right now.
Damn it!
And because they really do need to have more kids if they expect to have a stable society that doesn't completely collapse under its own weight in the next 50 years. So,
or under the weight of a giant penis.
Yeah, they need all the fertility they can get, I think. So,
or they could just import all the white guys.
You know, that's what I had to do. I got a friend that was talking about, apparently they were having some fertility issues and they were looking at options. I just sent them to Japan to ride a big giant penis.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would go over well.
And like I said, Asian women are half of white guys, right? And white guys love Asian women, right?
You killed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Totally murdered it.
Well, they are kind of actually like shutting out immigrants these days in Japan, too. I don't know if you heard the story about that. But,
yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, it's they're actually paying like non-Japanese immigrants to leave.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to go there and make some money.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's kind of silly.
It is.
Peanuts envy. It's peanuts envy. They think like, they all have tiny little penises, like that Chim Pokemon episode.
Yeah, but they use that to their advantage in that one.
In fact, doesn't change that Japanese men probably have small penises.
Oh my god!
It's not the size of the worm you fish with, it's how you wiggle the bait.
And I'm happy to report I may be Asian, I may not be white, and I may be disadvantaged, but I got a huge penis.
So he says. In either case,
in his closet.
So he says. In either case, why don't we go ahead and move on to our second news item, and this is Anime Diet Radio episode number 35.
TNA, it's what we want. TNA, it's what I want. TNA, let's have some more. TNA, let's make it all TNA. Da 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 da. TNA, Rotamashio. Yeah! This is my favorite news of this session. It's called Training with Hinako offers anime arrow fitness training. And this comes from our favorite news source of all time, Senkaku Complex. And no more ad and no more commercial on them. Okay, here's a fitness video with a twist. Basically, the English subtitle says, Training Together as Training with Hinako offers otaku the chance to keep fit with the aid of an appealing anime girl. Hinako will lead the viewer in a variety of daily exercise routines, assuming he can concentrate and keep both hands free.
Wait, are they seriously think they're actually going to exercise in a way that doesn't involve Kleenexes?
That's exactly the problem, I think, with this video.
Yeah, if you could keep yourself for 6 minutes and 35 seconds while keeping both hands free, I guess, yeah, you would need Kleenex and you wouldn't need to clean up that white stuff you made over there, Jeremy.
Yummy. Oi, oi, oi.
The video is actually only 6.5 minutes long, apparently. It's not very long.
It's on a full DVD. And the exercises include squat sit-ups and push-ups in order to provide variety in what are intended as daily exercise videos. Some 30 variations are included, utilizing cosplay and similar. Well, I didn't see that in the first episode, so I don't know.
That might Let's be see. Another one, yeah.
Wait, they use the word variations, not positions?
Yes.
Yeah, variations. I'm very disappointed in Senkaku Complex right now. I would have expected better of them.
Mm-hmm.
It is different positions after all, because you see her from the front, you see her from the back, you see her from top, you see her from below. And she takes her top off and only have bra, exercise bra and exercise pants on. So, you know.
Hmm.
Oh, and by the way, she's a high school girl, 16-year-old, who loves both anime and exercise.
An unusual combination if there ever was one.
Is that legal in Japan? That's the question.
Well, you know, they could simply do what they do on JList.com when they sell all of their arrow gays. they always put a little notice saying that, you know, all characters depicted in this game are 18 and
God
over.
God damn it!
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Even though they're all wearing school uniforms.
I thought it is illegal. I thought it is legal in Japan when you are 16. You can do whatever you want.
Well, it's more like this is animated.
Yeah. Well, duh. But it's age of consent is what the question is.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure the character gave her consent.
Right, because it actually starts with what I've been told is that it starts with a live action section where a relatively flat-chested young woman is watching TV, and then she gets...
You don't even know what she looked like. You don't even know what she looked like.
Ah. Well, in either case, she gets sucked into the TV and becomes an anime character. And that's when she starts, like, the whole thing. So it's like the reverse of Video Girl High, in a way.
She gave her concern. Consent. And that was not funny.
Well, she gave her consent for a small amount of Japanese yen. So, you know.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww.
Hey, I want to start exercising now.
Yeah, one wonders, you know, yeah, this is almost kind of a desperate attempt to get otaku in shape, I guess. I mean, yeah, the thing with exercise videos is that actually my parents have an exercise video where you just like do walking exercises kind of with weights. And you are supposed to watch it again and again and again and again, like every day until you've like lost some weight and stuff. And so
Until you pass out from boredom.
Yeah, that's the thing. How many times can you watch a short video, even with like tons of fan service, without getting bored? Like,
or without losing all your energy.
Yeah.
Or all your juice.
Or like making your arm extremely tired. I mean, how many times can you do it? I mean, like it's going to look very unbalanced. You know, you're going to have one really buff arm and everything else is still flabby. I mean,
you sound like you know a lot about this, Mike.
I have my sources.
Oh.
Yes, I have my sources. Which are
just make sure your right arm doesn't go warp speed.
Yeah,
because you'll never come back.
God damn it!
Well, yeah, we don't want that to happen. I don't want to get sent into the other dimension there. You know.
but you know, if they get Kokimiya Rie to like do her voice, I'm sure you're watching this video every day.
Wow. Is she worth violating my morals? I have to wonder about that.
You already violated your morals. You haven't offered any sacrifices on your Anno Shrine for over a year.
Well, I'm just still waiting for the next Eva movie to come out, and I hear there's going to be a new character. I am waiting to see whether she is worthwhile.
But you've got a new shrine next to it, and it's called the Kugimiya Rie Shrine.
Yes,
and I see you offer something white and sticky on it every day.
Oh, let me just say that, you see, I mean, I built it after I watched Toradora, because that cemented my love for her forever. And let's just say that there are still some things that I won't watch, like a certain a show that starts with a Q and a B, apparently. But
wimp. You Christian faggot!
Well, I don't know about faggot, but despite what people may have said on this show in the past, I don't know, 20 episodes, I am not actually a faggot, but...
Kado game on!
But
you're just queer.
I'm just strange, let me put it that way.
Yes.
So, but in either case, like, apparently, yes, this is an attempt to essentially bribe otaku with fan service in order to get into shape, but I have no idea how this could possibly succeed, to tell you the truth. It's just, I mean, have you all ever actually tried to do a push-up? I mean, it's hard if you're weak. Seriously, it's hard.
Well, if you're in bad shape, which I can't say that I'm not in the best shape. I'm in the best shape now. I'm pretty much in terrible shape. At one point, I was in really good shape when I used to take martial arts. And I used to be able to do quite a few push-ups, but...
I'm looking at my fat ass right now.
I do a lot of walking, but I don't know if I can do aerobic exercise very well. And, I guess for all of you out there who need some incentive, however base and however desperately you might want to just check out this video, keeping in mind Random Curiosity's wonderful review of this video, which, and their summary just simply goes boobs. boobs, 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 boobs.
I think that's yummy. And you know, Anime Diet is making its own version with Jeremy and Mike topless in Speedo trunks.
Awesome.
For all the Fujoshi out there.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see jiggly things? Hey, we got that too.
I have to wear tassels on my nipples.
That feels really powerful.
Yeah.
We got boobs too.
Okay, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and move on to this next news item. You're listening to Anime Diet Radio, episode number 35.
Okay, I have a joke for you guys. What's nothing prickly on the outside, totally fruity, soft and squishy on the inside, and has a sweet singing voice, unless he's getting the crap beat out of him by Swedish thugs.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Anybody?
Negishi? Negishi?
Yes,
like
actually, we do have some theories that the fact that this might in fact be the idol, the design of Negishi was based on. Apparently, a Japanese pop star by the name of Hideki Kaji was robbed and beaten while filming a music video in Sweden dressed as a pineapple. Yes, you heard it right. We get this news article from Anorak, a completely and totally outstanding and upscale, true as truth can be website.
Of course.
But apparently, from Britain, you know, because all good and truthful news comes from Britain.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But apparently this is all over the internet, so it has to be true. Even if it isn't, we're still going to tell it here because it's just damn funny. The article reads as follows. Swedish police say Japanese pop star Hideki Kaji was dressed up as a pineapple when he was robbed. Police spokesman Bo Paulson say three men attacked Kaji when he was filming a music video. They stole camera equipment worth around 20,000 kronor. Dude, I want currency named kronor. That just sounds badass. About $2,500 American dollars.
Kronor.
Yeah.
Kronor.
Yeah.
Lord Wille Ko'o.
Apparently, this
three
is
guns some... only take kronor.
Apparently, this is some really high-end equipment to be worth $2,500. So you can tell he's a real upscale, high money-grossing Japanese pop idol. But apparently, according to Paulson, he says that the pineapple-clad artist had been left alone with the equipment while the camera crew went for a break. Yeah, that's the first problem.
You never leave a man dressed as a pineapple alone.
Exactly. After the attack, he was left with a cut lip and a lost dental implant.
Wow. But he still has his penis haircut, though.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I had never heard of this guy. And upon doing some research, we swear that you cannot deny that the entire probability is that Negishi was based on this character.
I mean, the facts all add up, don't they?
The penis haircut, the Swedish pop sensation. I mean, you know, he was in Sweden, right?
Yeah, he was in Sweden. Yes.
He was in Sweden.
I always wondered why they talked about Swedish pop in that show. That didn't make that much sense to me. Until now.
Yeah.
Ah!
And the guy's fruity. He's fruity. Not just because he dresses as a pineapple, but he's fruity.
Yeah, you just listen to his song. Like, we're going to play a clip of the song actually right here, right now.
Makes me want to get out my lighter and ask if he knows Freebird.
Oh no, this is just absolutely It can't be a coincidence. It just cannot be a coincidence.
Is that a Nekishi / Hidekikachi shrine I see both of you have? Or are you two guys just happy to see this guy?
To be honest, I really think this is a cover story, though. I think, in fact, he's probably doing so well that he was conned into doing a Swedish version of the Fruit-O-Loom commercial. So basically that's what happened, and it was a big setup. The company that hired him to come over there and said they were going to pay him actually wanted to steal his stuff and send thugs to beat him up and mock him in his pineapple costume.
I thought both of you guys liked that song, you know, Sweet Lover.
Oh, yeah, I do like that song. It's
actually.
It's a great pop song.
To be perfectly honest, though, many of us at Anime Diet, aside from Ray, have a soft and vulnerable inside as well, and we like kittens and warm woolen mittens and
each other, and San Francisco too when it's cold.
You know what they say, though. To be honest, the people that are most adamantly talking about how other people are gay, those are the closet ones.
Hard game, so,
you know,
and that
we'll
is the American prejudice, and that's American prejudice. Thank you. Brought to you by the people of the United States of America.
Yay. American bashing.
But just look at the first comment.
I have nothing more to say about this, and I'll just hand it over to Ray for any of his absolutely brilliant observations.
Nah, my observations suck. But here's in the comment section, this sweet guy says, "I'm a Swede. And I feel very ashamed about what has happened. I see most brutal crimes in Sweden lately, they are committed by Arab Muslim street thugs whom are overwhelming this once peaceful town. Please understand that we Swedes have not become crazy. We're just victims of socialist politicians whom have aligned themselves with intolerant Muslims to fight the liberal Swedish society and thus opened Swedish for mass immigration from any Muslim or socialist country."
Well, interesting.
And actually, several comments after that echo what that person said, interestingly enough.
Well,
while this is not a political podcast by any imagination,
we neither, how can I say, the views of this comment do not necessarily express the views of Anime Diet, its subsidiaries, and or the giant penis in Ray's closet.
Yeah, it's
and really, that means we don't give a damn.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm curious. Is there some obscure law in the Quran that a man who dresses up as fruit should be beaten and stoned to death? Because that would explain it.
Well, it could be.
Then I might agree with him. But I haven't read anything like that, so.
It may be associated with lots of other issues. The tendency to wear pineapple costumes. But we don't know. I mean, the article doesn't tell us who beat him up. Though, it's interesting if you look at the album cover of this particular Hideki Kaji, it's three... it looks like three like blonde white women in front of a microphone.
Well,
yeah.
apparently the Asians with a penis haircut get all the white women.
Oh, maybe that's it.
A bunch of white guys are just being jealous. You know, white men can have Asian women, but Asian guys can have white girls. Also brought to you by the people of the United States of America.
Yay! More American bash.
I'm American.
Exactly. Self-loathing.
Anywho.
Anyway, why don't we go ahead and move on to our mailbag section. And we are coming to the mailbag section.
You got mail.
You got, again, hit an all-time record for comments that we need to respond to. There's 8 of you this time. 4 from the last episode and 4 leftovers from the one before that, the one where we tortured your ears with punk rock. And quite a number of them came after we recorded that episode. So we didn't forget you. We really do want to respond to each and every one of you, though probably in a rather compressed manner since there's just so many to get through. It's a nice problem to have, really.
I can see your ego pumping up. Oh, wait, I didn't want to see that.
No, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of it.
Hard game!
I just love the fact that you all...
In public? You're not ashamed of it in public?
It's a public website. It's there for everybody to see.
Oh, God.
Wait, you posted that picture? Of you in the bondage gear and... Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
Moving on. The first message comes from a previous commenter, Eternal, from Memories of Eternity blog. I actually liked Punkule, but solely due to the fact that I'm not into rock to begin with and I'm unfamiliar with the original songs. Yeah, you probably would if you don't have any emotional connection to the originals. And he goes on to say that he's not exactly sure the publishers thought that, you know, they would enjoy it or if it was just a joke, and it works as comedy. I don't know about that.
That feels really powerful.
Maybe only in a sick way. But,
sex and violence!
I think that just sums it up, doesn't it? In a way.
Yeah, I think the comedy might be in that the people that produce the album will laugh as you are in the emergency room with your eardrums bleeding.
Right. My guess is that you do feel that it's one of those things that it's so bad that it's good, you know? It's one of those things that isn't actually good but still gets a few chuckles. Assuming your ears don't explode within the first 5 seconds, of course, which is exactly what happens, I think. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I said then, it's great music to clear the party. And, well, thanks for your comment. Next is Cherno is a Genius. I think that's how it's pronounced. I want that album. I have terrible music taste. Best part is, I can go to Akiba and get it now, you show
off. I need TV for my bunghole.
Good for you, son. Good for you. And while you're there, be sure to beat up some outsiders, please. For us.
Well, yay! Otaku anger. Yay!
Well, I'm pretty
die,
sure...
Die, Imagine, die!
I bet that, of course, the shops that would carry such a thing probably wouldn't be frequented by outsiders in general. So he may not have a chance to run into any, I don't think. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that the only kind of people who would buy such a thing are not normal people. So, yeah. I'm not a normal person, and even I have trouble with it. So, next up, Critical Design. Critical Design says, God, I think it would be pretty hilarious to talk with you guys on Skype. Really? Well, maybe you would. Maybe we might even think about that one day. Maybe you can hold conversations open to public once in a while, like a call-in show, maybe?
Special episode.
Yeah, that's actually something we should probably seriously consider in the near future. That's a call-in show for all of you who want to talk back to us.
So and then we can totally, you know, piss people off and run off all our fans. That would be great. That'd be awesome.
I would do that. Yeah. Assuming these fans aren't like people we already know.
Raymond's accent is the funniest thing since terrorism.
One way to... Okay, I'm not... yeah, moving on.
Would you like to say
something?
Well, that's right, because he is, after all, Krauser the Third. And Krauser the Third is all about terrorism. So actually, you hit the nail right on the head, Critical Design. Anyway, good stuff. I was interested the whole way through. That's a good sign. Thank you very much. That's what we hope that we are doing for all of you listening out there to this podcast.
We're all about staying power here. That's at right. Anime
and
Diet.
Artists.
Staying and power artists. And, yeah, staying solid.
Rock solid.
Rock hard solid.
Okay, let's move on before I get sick, dude.
Tracy says, wow, I love you guys. You keep me super entertained. Like, I've tried listening to some other anime-like podcasts, and they are all so boring. Yeah, why don't you...
Wow.
Take that, Anime World Order.
Wait. Can we actually do that? Because, are our sponsors... Even they... Okay, well, moving on.
We don't have any sponsors, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But your podcast is actually interesting. Colorful? I'm not so sure. I'm the one necessarily one who actually provides all the color, but I do agree. Yes, we are very colorful people, hopefully without being too prudy about it. But that's...
Hopefully we won't become too prude. At this point on.
Anyways, Mike has a really nice voice. Why, thank you. Absolutely. I only do it for you.
Oh, great. Now you've done it. Just stroke his ego, why don't you? You know, you do that, and we have to deal with him. Thanks a lot. Oh, that's just great.
If I could give you a gold star, Tracy, I'd give it to you right now. So,
man.
Mike Chef, you're damn right.
That's right, baby. Anyway, thank you, Tracy. Thank you for your very kind comments. And those were comments from episode 33, Toonless. And we have four comments coming up from episode 34, the anime episode. Actually, Jeremy, would you like to read the one from SMX?
Yep. This comment is from SNM.
Card game on.
What?
SMX. I like your podcast, but wouldn't it hurt to keep a schedule?
Schedule? Us?
What's that? Schedule?
Yeah.
What is it? Schedule? We know
schedule?
Not.
Schedule? What's a
what
schedule?
Is this schedule? Anyways, is Asa no Yoichi on DVD in America?
No.
Nah.
I don't know, because we're all pirates. I mean, wait. No.
Of the Caribbeans, right?
Yes. Not the Somalian ones.
I am trying to emulate your formula on my podcast. Wish me luck. We will definitely wish you luck. We will need to wish you luck, because we are all professionals here, and it just, we make it so sound so damn easy, and it isn't.
No, it really, really isn't. Wait, should we even be wishing luck on our competitors anyway?
I wrote his name down in the Death Note, so yeah, why not?
All right, good enough.
Yeah.
Moving on.
He definitely needs luck.
Yeah. Do you want me to cover the rest of these?
Ray, do you want to cover a couple?
Critical Design says, I'm excited for this one. Not only does it have the Maria Hollick OP, I think it's the thing about Hanachi, you know, like Nosebleed. That's the song.
Yeah.
But I watch Asuno Yoichi. Off I go to iTunes. Well, thank you.
Thank you. That's where we get most of our listeners, from iTunes. So thank you, Steve Jobs, for giving us the platform and for all the software that I use to edit this podcast and the computer. But
by the way, this is totally out of...
It's a shame that Ray had to write Steve Jobs' name in the Death Note by cancer.
I'm sorry, man. I was drunk, and I thought I wrote Steve Blowjobs.
All right.
All right.
I suppose we should move on to Alice. Yep. And Ray, do you want to read that one again as well? Or do you want to... Sure. Okay.
Why don't you do the last one, then? I'll do the Alice, sure. Neuro.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay positive with Cowboy Bebop because Sunrise is doing a quality check. But I agree with Jeremy that once he goes mainstream, people will try to be really fake about actually liking the show, which really makes me anxious for the real fans. Will they fight back or let it slide because it is Cowboy Bebop? But then again, Dragon Ball was even bigger than Cowboy Bebop when I look at what they did with that, huh?
It is a very, very good point, especially the point about you agreeing with me. That's very important.
Yeah, I think we ought to. I don't know. I really am rather suspicious about the way, you know, things get mainstreamed and everything like that in that way as well. So I mean, with Cowboy Bebop, especially given that I love that show, I'm gonna be kind of pretty prickly about that. I think. Prickly like a pineapple.
No, you're generally pretty prickly kind of guy.
That's right.
That's how you dress up in pineapple all the time?
No.
Dress up as a pineapple all the time?
No, but I do have a hedgehog's dilemma too sometimes, so.
Oh.
That's why you can't touch me.
Not that you really thought about it. All right, moving on. Omi Sith. I like this name, by the way. Yeah. Well, my dry British wit isn't that dry or witty, so there's no wonder my meaning seemed ambiguous. Wait, do we remember what that was referring to?
Oh, he said that you both gained and lost a listener. Don't ever, like, slight the UK. And you were all making fun of me because apparently I had missed his dry British humor.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, he says, dead on about Asa no Yuichi, Washizu seemed like a real copy-paste of Harima Kenji. Not that that was actually a bad thing. Actually, Asu seemed to be pieced together from other shows, SR, Kenichi, which probably explains why I liked it. I agree. Oh. That is one of the reasons that I actually think I really like the show, as I said. And since Keanu Reeves can barely express any emotion other than plank face, I love that. I think that's going to be my new insult for people.
Your plank
face. Way to go, plank face. other than plank face these days, I'm thinking the Cowboy Bebop movie is destined for mediocrity or failure.
Well,
there
hasn't been an anime adaptation that wasn't yet, so it's...
Amen.
Yep.
Probably not. I mean, it's anime is a medium that is, it's very specific to itself, if I can just make a totally nonsensical phrase there that means absolutely nothing and hopefully get my point across. I don't think it translates well. I even in Japan, I mean, you have several different live actions of anime shows, which, you know, the Japan are known for their high quality live action movies, mind you. The Japanese. I don't see it happening either. But, you know, who knows? I mean, with the whole X-Men thing, excluding the last movie, you know, I went to the theater not expecting much when it first came out and ended up decently pleased. Maybe we'll be lucky and have that happen, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
It's just not like... I mean, we're not going to really know until it comes out. But then again, all the signs were pointing to the Dragon Ball movie being absolute total crap. And it was. So it's not like there were really any surprises there. But thanks, Omi Sith. And thank you to everybody who's left comments. And I'm glad that we're able to answer all of you at least briefly. Please continue to send your comments and put it underneath the comment section of this episode, or send email to editor@animediet.net, and we will be sure to put it on the air and answer you and humiliate you as well. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and move on to our concluding roundtable section for this episode of Anime Diet Radio, episode number 35.
Well, that's the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines, we call a scene, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
Finally, we always conclude every episode with our roundtable section, and we're continuing the trend of actually trying to stay focused on anime by talking about a current season anime. This spring of 2009 has actually brought many interesting titles, as well as many fan-pattering titles, and as well, whether it be by fan service or by MOA. But I think today we want to focus on, I think, probably the most interesting and original title that we've seen this season, which is, of course, Eden of the East, Higashi no Eden. Produced by Production IG, starting with character designs by Umino Chika, the original author of Honey and Clover.
Oh.
And written and done by the director and the writers of Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. And
interesting combination.
Yeah, it's like what you get if you got to put the Bourne trilogy together with Honey and Clover, basically.
Oh my god! So,
but in either case, I've watched the first three episodes of this show, and yes, it is definitely very intriguing with all the mysteries that are going on. There's a, it's got secret organizations, it's got bizarre religious references, and it's got
English speaking people.
Oh, yes, and it has real Americans doing English voices in Washington, yes. D.C. Some of the best backdrop art in D.C. I've seen in anime ever. I mean, really accurate, really. I mean,
and it's got full male frontal nudity scribbled out with little white lines.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome.
Senkaku Complex referred it to it as an exhibitionism anime.
Yummy.
Yes.
And yeah, I was just impressed.
No, go ahead, Ray. I was just going to make a comment about my initial impressions of this not having knowing what to expect.
Well, what did you think of it then, initially?
Well, no, just that, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen because basically I had known nothing about this anime, and Mike recommended that I check it out so we could possibly talk about it. And at the first beginning of it, I thought, crap. Mike tricked me into watching another damn slice of life anime. I'm truly stuck here. And then it just got even better when some very, very naked Japanese character with a pistol ran out of the bushes.
In front of the White House.
A real pistol.
Yeah. Not the pistol in his pants.
Yeah.
If he had pants.
Yeah.
Because he did. And it was cold.
Squirtle. And he get to keep his head there, too.
Yeah.
He didn't die right on the spot. That was weird.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. A little bit unrealistic, given how locked down Washington has been since 9/11. You know, having lived there for many years, I saw all the fences and everything go up. I mean, it was... they definitely would not have a naked man walking around with a gun, let him live for more than 2 seconds. Seriously.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's like... Very true. And I highly doubt that, although it makes for extremely humorous connotation? No, what's the right word I'm looking for here? Situation. We'll just say situation because my vocabulary is failing me rapidly. It makes for a very humorous situation. Having a police officer try to identify the perp by asking to look at his Johnny.
That was a very unintentionally hilarious moment. And in perfect English, too.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to see you, Johnny.
And he really whips it out, and then she, like, smiles, and it's like, you two run along now.
Yeah. Damn, he was big for an Asian boy.
That was my cameo, by the way. The Johnny.
I mean, it's really funny because, like, when she looked at the photograph of him naked, and she actually looks at him, it's like, are you Japanese?
Think
about what that implies. I mean, think about how racist that is.
Why do you buy the people?
Because you have the rising sun tattooed on both your testicles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that's actually kind of probably the main kind of lapse in the show is really kind of its unrealism. I mean, that's definitely the laxest security I've ever seen pretty much anywhere. I mean, even though they got the background, you know, details right down to the color of the newspaper vending machines and the CVS on the corner. I mean, they definitely did their, like, photographic homework. Like, they went on a trip to D.C. to do all that. They even got the interior of Dulles Airport right, which is really surprising to me. Because I've actually been down some of those escalators before on the way home. And because that's where home is, actually, for me. Yeah. Which is why I occasionally report in from there. But I mean, I was impressed with the backdrops. I was really also impressed with the character interaction, with Saki and Akira kind of interacting with each other. It's very pleasant, and it's, I think, well-written dialogue. Saki is such a very sweet girl. She really is. Almost too innocent, almost too sweet in a way, but she's...
She talks freely with a naked man with a gun in front of the White House.
Nothing fazes her, you know. Exactly. I mean, and Akira himself, he's actually very reminiscent of a character in Honey and Clover named Marita. who's like a total clown and has exactly the same hairstyle and also has a secret double life, like a secret job where he earns enormous amounts of cash. I'm pretty sure the similarity is intentional, actually. So it's actually really a very fascinating show because it has actual romance elements, to be sure, but it's mixed in with all this kind of spy thriller stuff.
I'm hoping that they keep a balance on that and don't totally screw it one side for the other. Personally, I would lean towards it being, if it was going anywhere, towards the more, you know, I don't want to say action side. I'm not big explosions, action stuff, but the more, you know, deep, dark, secret organization sort of deal going on, you know, more intriguing as opposed to the relationship aspect of it, which I know that you're on the opposite end of the spectrum, Mike, but, you know.
Well, I found it really interesting that Kira himself makes a connection between his situation and the Bourne trilogy. There's definitely a lot of similarities, I think, with that, and especially the Bourne conspiracy, or where he loses his memory, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, there's definitely that element of things.
It's funny, I think you have a similar sort of situation that you had at the beginning of, like, Chaos Head, where it seems like there's a serious element, but it's not taking itself too seriously. So I'm wondering how it's going to go, because I wasn't really totally happy with, you know, how that show ended up, even though it was interesting and there was some interesting part of it. It's another one of those things that I think could be really hard to pull off and maintain that sort of intriguing stature that it has right now. I mean, because after a while, they're going to have to show their cards at some point, or else make it even more confusing. And it could be, you know, come like an anime version of Lost with 100 and so episodes, and you still don't know what the hell is going on, hardly.
Only have 11 episodes, actually.
Wow, yeah.
Not even 12 episodes?
Not
Holy
even
crap.
12, only 11. Yeah, can you believe that? Only 11. God. Yeah. But what did you think of it so far, Ray?
Me? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it's I basically have the same impression that you guys have. Great relationship, great animation, you know, decent music, and, you know, nice conspiracy and all that. And I just don't like the fact that the main guy doesn't kick ass. There was no car chase. And I don't know. I thought it was a good show, but it doesn't tickle me any special sort of way. I think it's a great show to keep watching. You know, it's because all the pacing and every interactive and elements are all correct. It just doesn't have anything that make it jump out at me that I can talk humor about or whatever.
I mean, it's just so perfect.
I think that is the thing, though, that it has a definite pacing and tone. I think if I had a criticism of it, it has a pacing and tone that, while interesting and intriguing, I think can lose some people, and I think could be ultimately, for me, make it less appealing in the long run if it continues with that. It either needs to kind of step up on the plot a little bit, and they seem to be amping up a little bit. I've only seen the first two episodes. How many episodes have you guys seen?
Three.
Have you seen all three? Okay, I haven't seen the third one, so I don't know.
There's some definite plot progression in the third one there.
Yeah, okay.
But not as much kick-ass stuff as you said.
No, it's too perfect. I don't know. Like, I'm just picky or something. It's too perfect. The pacing is too perfect for me. I don't know.
It's not the pacing of an action or a thriller show in the least.
Right.
It's much more like a slice of life pacing, actually.
And I think that's the thing. I mean, I think that's going to be the thing that's... Right now, they're mixing a couple of genres that are almost... They're pretty much, you know, polar opposites. And I think that's what makes it interesting. But it's like, how well can that work without pulling one side or the other away or simply just making the switch?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's the thing is, like, you know, there's a romance plot to juggle and there's a conspiracy plot. And the conspiracy plot is actually kind of interesting because you get these really, really interesting quasi-religious hints, for one thing. Like because if you look at the English text in the opening sequence, for instance, and you stick them all together, somebody in some forum actually stuck it all together. It's actually this really coherent, almost like a hymn, about waiting for the Messiah to come.
Oh my God!
Right? Yeah, it's obvious very much that the main character, the number nine, Akira, is a very messianic type character, and in almost a way, it seems kind of a sort of a Neo type character,
right?
You know,
or Adam, really. He comes out naked.
Kado Gamer. So.
Comes out. That's good.
Only you to notice that.
But also, you notice too that they also wasn't there a reference to him being the newest Abel?
I think he's the newest.
There's another term they use,
Selecao, which is Portuguese, like selected or the chosen person, I think.
Yeah, I'll have to look it back up, and I wish I had that exact line, but it was something about, I think, that it was also called the newest Abel, and they kind of have that in quotes or something, so, and it was capital, so I don't think it's like, I think it's basically probably referencing, for those of you who don't know, Abel is the son of Adam that is supposed to be the one that's to carry on his lineage and not falter the way his brother Cain does and in jealousy kills Abel. And so maybe that's a kind of setting up for some stuff too, I think, with some of the other characters.
What did you all think of the opening song by Oasis?
That's Oasis. Mm. You know, I didn't even realize that's who it was. That's interesting. I don't often like English songs used with anime. There's been a few that I thought were totally appropriate. Like, for instance, Girls on Film with
right, Speedgrapher.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's just like there's no way to get around that one. I mean, it's just like, but I prefer Japanese songs most often. Even Japanese songs with English lyrics entirely, I'm not necessarily a big fan of. I don't know.
Well, but usually it's done poorly, right?
Yeah. Well, I've heard some actually that are done quite good, but it's not. I mean, the English is really good, but the music is. I'm not impressed with it, you know, and lyrically. But it's okay. I mean, I don't. After I listen to it the second time, I'm like, it's all right. It works, but I don't know. Right. What do you think, Ray?
I think it's just nice sounding. I pretty much never care for the lyrics. I don't really read them. So to me, it's just nice sounding. That's all. Mm-hmm. And maybe he fits, you know, he talks about, like, if you're not going to save me, don't waste my time. That's how I feel about, you know. But other than that, you know, I don't really pay attention to the lyrics. I just thought, you know, it's an interesting little song for what it is. It's more like, what is it, like a drama. Like one of the stuff that Fox, what's that station? WB50 used to do. Okay, that's a very local reference, but you know they had shows, you know, Felicity, you know.
Yeah, one of those kind of teen young adult dramas.
Right, see, right.
Maybe that's why I don't particularly care for it. You know, there was a few of those shows. Maybe I watched some of. Okay, but not. Overall, generally, I wasn't into them. It's like kind of, to me, it's like another sign of it becoming much of anime culture and shows becoming a little more Americanized. And I think when it starts heading that direction, I think it can start to lose, you know, something. But that's my personal opinion.
I actually really like it.
Fully subjective.
I like it musically, and I also think the lyrics actually fit the quasi-religious themes of the show very well. Because the song itself is also about the longing for salvation, which is what, if you put together again all the English words in the opening sequence, that's what that refers to. And then all the Selecao, you know, when they call their concierge Juiz, you know, it always ends with, you know, like, you know, please continue being a messiah.
Oh, God!
Right. No, it's not. The plot is this. They're all given some sort of amount of money. Right. And depending on what they can do with the money, they may be able to change the society somehow.
Right. That's the idea.
And the Eden of the East, I guess it means Tokyo or Japan.
Yeah, I think it does refer to Japan. Yeah. That's...
So basically, you're trying to restore the order in this society, and they're given money. So in the Japanese mind, the money is power. So let's see how they use the power to actually restore the perfect order to the society.
Yeah, that does actually sound like what we know about it so far. And so I'm definitely curious about that. I mean, actually, to tell you the truth, like the few prominent examples of genuine English songs being used in anime have all been very good, in my mind. Not only Girls on Film, there's also the one that begins Mushishi.
Very good. That wasn't in English. I mean, it was an English song, but it was from a band from Ireland, right? Ireland?
No, Scotland.
Scotland, sorry.
Scotland. It's the same thing with the Gunslinger Girl OP.
That's not English?
No, but there's a point. It's not Americanized.
Okay.
I'm really to the point where I'm kind of...
No, none of these are American bands. Oasis, Duran Duran.
That's true, but...
The Delgados, all these...
You know what? I'm thinking because Oasis had a certain amount of popularity in the States, I guess, is why I kind of... But that's a good point. That's true.
They're all British. And Oasis.
What about the song? Who did the song that was at the beginning of... oh, crap. What was the name of that show? I can't think of it. There was another show. It was a science fiction, and it was basically the girl that had a android that stayed with her, and it was about the guy that would change into this creature, and like he's wandering around outside the society. They live in like this dome.
Oh, what's it called? Ergo Proxy.
Ergo Proxy. Thank you very much.
That was Radiohead, okay. Wasn't it?
Oh, Radiohead was at the end. Wasn't it? Wasn't there a different song at the beginning?
Paranoid Android was the ending.
I thought that song was perfect.
Oh yeah.
For the ending, but the beginning song I didn't like. And I don't
okay, so
that.
The thing about Oasis with this show is that it makes it feel like a young adult drama of the night of the late 90s that I watched.
Yeah, because Oasis
is very
much a 90s. I think
someone else actually made that comment
band.
Too.
Yeah.
I think I read that comment somewhere else too, actually.
Oasis was very much a band that was mostly current in the late 90s. That's true. And this is actually a new song of theirs. It's from like 2008.
I know.
And I like a lot of that music for that time. So it's not that, you know, I don't necessarily like the song. It didn't dawn on me that was Oasis, though. I didn't really look into it. But
yeah.
At least they didn't use Bubblegum Pop.
Oh, yeah. Britney Spears, anybody?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Okay. Well, do we have any parting thoughts on this show by any chance? I think it's a good show. I think it's worth watching.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
I recommend people watch it and at least make their own opinions, but I think it has a lot of potential, and I think it's so far a good show.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I guess that pretty much concludes this episode of Anime Diet Radio. This has been Anime Diet Radio episode number 35. I'm your host from Pasadena, Michael Huang.
And this is Raymond Hugh from Taipei. If you're a white person, you'll be welcomed. If you're not, well, good luck to you, too.
This is Jeremy from Redondo Beach. Good night, folks.
Good night.